Hi there. My name's Carly Clarkson and I'm a dancer. I've come along today to tell you about the type of dancing I do. It's called street dancing. Basically, I took up street dancing because other types of dance weren't available to me. Some of my friends had ballet lessons or tap dancing lessons as kids, but we were quite poor, so we couldn't afford anything like that. I did a bit of gymnastics at school, that was useful, but apart from that, I learnt on the street. I was quite happy with that because it was part of who I was and it reflected the way I lived. I guess you could say that it was my culture. That's what I always tell people anyway. I learnt to dance when I was out on the street with my brothers and their friends, just in the local park. They were really into all kinds of breakdancing stuff and I used to hang out with them. I saw my brother do a move called a windmill, which is a brilliant move, and I just thought, wow, I want to do that. And of course, now I teach street dance and people ask how I got into that. I guess I wanted to be able to give kids opportunities I'd never had myself. I've been teaching street dancing for 10 years now and to all sorts of ages. I teach anything from 4 upwards, but I have taught 65-year-olds. I guess the best age to start is around 5 years old though. I teach in different studios. I have my own performing arts school, which is called Footsteps, and that's where I'm based. But I go out as a freelancer too, going into other studios, to dancing workshops in the community, as well as working with kids in schools too. So is it always fun? The answer is yes, mostly. It's certainly not stressful or anything. But when you teach, you give away a bit of your soul, and sometimes people don't always appreciate how much hard work goes into it. That sometimes can get a little bit frustrating. But, you know, you have to rise above it. An interest in street dancing is growing. A number of people have asked why that is, and, you know, it's partly that you see it now on TV, and there have been a couple of good films. But I think it's mostly because of the fact people aren't getting enough exercise, and so the government is now taking notice. So people like myself are now paid to go out and promote healthy exercise. Maybe it comes better from us than from doctors or sports coaches. And I suppose if you want to get young people fit and active again, then you've got to do something that's seen to be quite a cool thing to do. And that's where street dance comes in. Other types of dance, like ballet, can be seen as a bit snobby, or contemporary dance is a bit arty. But street dance isn't like that. I'm also sometimes asked whether, for someone who hasn't got any natural rhythm, it's possible to become a professional street dancer. And I'd say definitely. I'm not sure that natural rhythm's the thing, actually. As long as you have good general fitness, you can learn. But you must have discipline and ambition to become a professional. I mean, 9 times out of 10, you don't get the job you're going for. There's maybe, say, 12,000 street dancers and 100 jobs, so unless you're right up there, it can be tough. Finally, some advice for any of you thinking of taking up street dance as a hobby. I'd say, see what's available locally. An internet search should get some results. Failing that, I'd say go along to your local gym and try and find out what classes are available. If you're at school or college, ask to have a freelancer like me come in and do sessions at an after-school club or whatever. So before I go on to show you...